Jiminy Health raises funding for AI chatbot targeting complex mental health care. Jiminy Health closed a $17 million seed round in March 2026 to deploy AI chatbots that don't replace therapists, they answer to them. The financing, which brings total capital raised to $25 million, positions the startup at the intersection of two opposing forces: surging investor appetite for mental health AI and mounting regulatory skepticism about unsupervised bots delivering care. The round drew M13, Town Hall Ventures, Lion Bird, Zeta Venture Partners, and One Mind into a company betting that behavioral health organizations will pay for AI that works inside existing clinical workflows rather than around them. The platform, called Sage, engages patients continuously during treatment episodes while a licensed clinician retains oversight and decision rights. The financing reflects a broader recalibration in health tech venture capital. As competition intensifies for differentiated assets, particularly those with defensible clinical integration, VCs are moving upstream, embedding earlier in development cycles and backing models that sidestep the provider replacement thesis that has attracted regulatory fire. This mirrors activity in biopharma venture markets, where U.S. firms like RA Capital now court Chinese researchers before publication to secure early-stage access amid soaring valuations and multinational bidding wars. The question for institutional capital: does supervised AI represent a durable moat, or just a temporary concession to regulators before direct-to-consumer models dominate? The clinical co-pilot model takes shape. Jiminy's positioning diverges sharply from the chatbot as therapist archetype that has drawn scrutiny from payers, providers, and state boards. Rather than marketing Sage directly to consumers, the company targets large behavioral health organizations that already employ clinical staff and face capacity constraints. The AI functions as an adjunct, conducting check-ins, monitoring symptom progression, surfacing risk signals, and logging interactions that clinicians review and act upon. This architecture addresses three friction points in mental health delivery. First, it extends clinician reach without requiring headcount expansion, critical in markets where therapist shortages push wait times beyond 30 days. Second, it generates structured data streams that traditional episodic visits cannot capture, enabling earlier intervention when patients decompensate between appointments. Third, it layers into existing electronic health record and credentialing systems, avoiding the integration costs and compliance hurdles that have stalled standalone teletherapy platforms. The $17 million seed figure merits context. While details on valuation and investor allocations were not disclosed, seed rounds exceeding $15 million typically signal either proven traction or an exceptionally capital-intensive go-to-market motion. Health tech infrastructure plays, particularly those requiring enterprise sales cycles, credentialing partnerships, and regulatory navigation, burn faster than consumer apps. If Jiminy is building a sales organization capable of closing contracts with multi-site behavioral health networks, $17 million covers roughly 18 to 24 months of runway at standard burn rates for late seed companies in this category. The investor roster leans toward funds with health systems exposure and regulatory literacy. Town Hall Ventures and Zeta Venture Partners have backed companies that sell into hospital networks and payer organizations, suggesting familiarity with the procurement timelines and compliance requirements Jiminy will face. One Mind, a mental health-focused impact investor, adds clinical credibility and potential network access to academic medical centers. Regulatory tailwinds and the unsupervised AI backlash. Jiminy's supervised model arrives as regulators tighten scrutiny on autonomous mental health chatbots. State medical boards in California and New York have issued guidance clarifying that AI-driven mental health interventions may constitute the practice of medicine, requiring licensure and clinical oversight. The Federal Trade Commission has investigated direct-to-consumer mental health apps for deceptive marketing and inadequate data security. Payers, meanwhile, have begun excluding unsupervised chatbot services from reimbursement, citing lack of evidence for clinical efficacy and concerns about liability and adverse events. These dynamics create a narrow but defensible lane for Jiminy. By embedding AI within existing clinical teams rather than substituting for them, the company avoids the licensure ambiguity that exposes consumer-facing bots. The continuous data stream Sage generates could support outcome measurement frameworks that payers increasingly demand for behavioral health reimbursement. And the enterprise sales model shifts liability from the technology vendor to the healthcare organization, which already holds professional liability coverage and clinical governance structures. The strategic question is whether this positioning sacrifices scale for compliance. Consumer chatbots can onboard users instantly and scale at software margins. Jiminy's model requires enterprise sales cycles measured in quarters, integration engineering for each customer's EHR stack, and customization to match local credentialing and scope of practice rules. The unit economics depend on average contract values and customer lifetime value, Figures not disclosed but critical to determining whether $25 million in capital can reach breakeven before requiring a Series A venture capital's early stage migration. Jiminy's financing occurs amid a broader shift in venture strategy toward earlier, more embedded partnerships. This pattern extends beyond behavioral health. In Chinese biopharma, U.S. venture firms like RA Capital, which backed Legend Biotech and Gracell Bio before their respective FDA approval and $1.2 billion AstraZeneca acquisition, now engage scientists before publication, embedding in labs to secure deal flow ahead of valuation inflation driven by multinational competition. The parallel is instructive. As competition for differentiated assets intensifies, VCs move upstream to secure access before public discovery mechanisms, whether peer-reviewed journals or product launches, trigger bidding wars. In mental health AI, this translates to backing startups while they are still defining product architecture and customer segmentation, before clinical trial results or marquee health system partnerships establish valuations. Jiminy's $17 million seed, closed before widespread deployment of Sage, reflects investor conviction that early positioning in the supervised AI category will compound as regulatory and reimbursement frameworks solidify around clinician oversight models. The risk is that early capital commits to a product thesis before market feedback validates it. If large behavioral health organizations prove unwilling to pay premium prices for AI copilots, or if they demand revenue share arrangements that compress vendor margins, Jiminy's burn rate may outpace its ability to demonstrate commercial traction. The $25 million raised to date buys time to test enterprise sales motion, but not enough to pivot if the supervised model fails to differentiate on price or outcomes. Unit economics and the path to Series A. Institutional investors evaluating the Jiminy financing should focus on three metrics that were not disclosed but will determine whether the company commands Series A terms or faces a down round. First, average contract value. If Sage sells as an annual software license to behavioral health networks with 50-plus clinicians, contracts likely range from $250,000 to $750,000 depending on seat count and usage tiers. At the low end, Jiminy needs 30-plus customers to reach $10 million in annual recurring revenue, at the high end, fewer than 15. Second, sales cycle length and customer acquisition cost. Health system procurement for clinical software typically spans 6 to 12 months, encompassing IT security reviews, clinical committee approvals, and contract negotiations. If customer acquisition cost exceeds $150,000 per logo, a reasonable estimate for enterprise health tech with multi-stakeholder sales, and contracts average $400,000, payback periods stretch beyond 18 months, pressuring cash runway. Third, retention and expansion. Jiminy's value proposition depends on demonstrating measurable clinical impact, reduced readmissions, shorter time to remission, or improved therapist productivity, that justifies renewal and upsell. If customers churn after initial pilots or fail to expand seat counts, unit economics collapse regardless of top-line growth. The company's focus on large behavioral health organizations suggests a land and expand strategy, but execution hinges on integrating Sage deeply enough that switching costs deter churn. The Plaquemium view: Jiminy Health represents a calculated bet that mental health AI will bifurcate into consumer-facing bots, facing existential regulatory risk, and enterprise copilots that augment rather than replace clinicians. The $17 million seed validates this thesis among a narrow cohort of health tech specialists, but the real test comes when behavioral health organizations write checks. The missing data point is willingness to pay. Will CFOs at outpatient psychiatric networks allocate seven-figure budgets to AI tools when therapist wages and real estate remain their dominant costs? Our view: Jiminy's positioning buys regulatory defensibility but sacrifices the unit economics that make software businesses attractive. The supervised model reduces liability and aligns with emerging compliance frameworks, but it also caps scale. Each new customer requires sales cycles measured in quarters, custom integrations, and ongoing clinical training. This is a services-heavy motion that will compress margins and delay profitability. The company's survival depends on demonstrating clinical ROI, quantifiable reductions in no-show rates, hospitalizations, or clinician burnout, that justifies premium pricing. Without published outcome data or reimbursement codes specific to AI-augmented care, Jiminy is asking customers to pay for productivity gains that remain unproven at scale. The $25 million raised buys 18 to 24 months to generate that evidence, but not enough to weather a prolonged sales trough if ROI remains ambiguous. For private equity and growth equity investors, Jiminy is too early. The company needs to prove enterprise sales motion, achieve $10 million-plus in ARR, and publish clinical outcomes before later-stage capital can underwrite valuation expansion. For venture firms willing to stomach 36-month hold periods and binary outcomes, the thesis hinges on regulatory clarity. If unsupervised mental health bots face licensure mandates or reimbursement exclusions, Jiminy's supervised model becomes the default architecture for the category. That outcome would justify aggressive pre-revenue pricing. If regulators tolerate consumer chatbots or if health systems prove unwilling to pay for co-pilots, $25 million burns down without a clear path to commercialization. The broader implication: health tech venture is migrating from move fast and break things to move early and comply first. Jiminy's round, like RA Capital's pre-publication Chinese biotech bets, reflects VCs embedding upstream to secure access before competitive dynamics and regulatory constraints crystallize. This shift favors funds with deep sector networks and regulatory expertise, and punishes generalist investors relying on post-launch traction signals. For LPs allocating to health tech venture, the question becomes whether this early-stage positioning generates alpha or simply front-loads risk without improving returns. The bottom line: Jiminy Health's $17 million seed financing validates supervised AI as a defensible wedge into mental health delivery, but commercial viability remains unproven. The company has 18 to 24 months of runway to sign marquee customers, integrate Sage into clinical workflows, and generate outcome data that justifies premium pricing. Success requires demonstrating ROI that outweighs the friction of enterprise sales and custom integrations, a tall order in a market where behavioral health organizations operate on thin margins and reimbursement for AI-augmented care remains undefined. For institutional capital, the actionable insight is timing. Jiminy is too early for growth equity and too capital-intensive for venture firms seeking software margin outcomes. The company needs to reach $10 million in ARR and publish clinical trial results before later-stage investors can underwrite expansion. Until then, the supervised AI thesis remains exactly that, a thesis, awaiting data. The forward-looking play: watch for regulatory guidance on AI licensure requirements and payer coverage policies for AI co-pilots. If federal or state mandates require clinical oversight for mental health chatbots, Jiminy's positioning becomes structural advantage. If regulators permit unsupervised models or if reimbursement codes exclude AI-augmented care, the company faces a capital-intensive grind without clear path to profitability. The next 12 months will clarify which scenario unfolds, and whether $25 million was sufficient capital to reach the other side.